always hard to play. Today was our last day of classes. So the dorms shut down at noon tomorrow, which I would say everybody is out of the dorms but our teams. And so everybody's anxious to get home over break. It's been a while since these kids have been able to enjoy some time with their family. And so I think that's hard. I think the mental focus sometimes isn't always there.
And your team, too, and credit where credit is due, the fourth quarter wasn't a thing of beauty. But for three quarters, you took care of your business.
You know, and that's what I told the girls after the game. I said, could you imagine if we could put four quarters together? I felt like start of the third quarter, we probably played some of the best ball we played. We got defensive stops. We knocked down threes. We found each other for layups, and to start the game, we talked about finishing at the rim. And I felt like first half, we did not finish at the rim very well. And so we discussed that at halftime, and talked about several other things. And then we came out third quarter to start, and we were on a roll, and we built that up. I think we were up 21 at one point. And then it was like we just let our guard down. We were comfortable. I don't know if we got lazy, if we got tired. What happened, but our defense wasn't there. Offensively, we got stagnant. We stood. We didn't know what to do with the ball. Mm-hmm. Our mental focus just fell out, and that can't happen.
Well, it's a lesson to be brought into practice, and right. you're able to do it off of wins.
Right. Well, that's true. That's what everybody's like. But you won. Well, yes, we did. But, as a coach, you want things to be perfect all the time. But we've got to grow from it, and it's growing pains with this young group. And so hopefully we can learn from that and build from that.
Well, and here's a comment I made, too, and I know you're thinking the exact same thing. If that fourth quarter were 12 minutes instead of 10, you're in trouble.
Yes. Oh, guaranteed. Because, kudos to John Wood. They came out and they,
zero quit.
No quit at all. Yeah. And they fought tooth and nail and made shots and got defensive stops, and they did everything they needed to do in the fourth quarter, and thankfully for us, the time did run out.
I've done a handful of games in here, some of them against JV, some of them against the John Woods of the world, where I'll see a player that I saw in high school and come here, and obviously it's kind of a local product, so they want to do well. Not anybody who's quite done the things that Micah Hurley did in this town for the last 4 years. How strange was it coaching against her?
it is strange because, I've been around Micah her entire, since they moved to Trenton when she was in the fourth grade. And so my daughter grew up with her, and she's a great, great kid and just a sweet kid. And, I think she is a good player. And for John Wood, she's top one or two for them, and that's exciting to see that.